Amy Reese is joining us this morning. She is the Director of Agricultural Programs for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. And June is a month that is particularly special to her because it's June Dairy Month, right?
Yes, happy June Dairy Month. It's official.
Well, tell us about some of the things that'll be going on this month as part of the June Dairy Month.
Yeah, so the Envision Greater Fond du Lac Agribusiness Council, we kick off June Dairy Month by partnering with National Exchange Bank and Trust in Fond du Lac to host June Dairy Day. And that is happening this Saturday, June 6th, from 9 to 11 at their downtown Main Street parking lot. So it's 130 South Main Street. This year, the Fond du Lac Farmers Market has shifted a little bit to the north, so we're not completely in the Farmers Market, but we're just kitty corners. So you'll be able to see that there's something going on in the bank parking lot when you're at the Farmers Market. And hopefully, everybody will join us for free food. Of course, we're going to have lots of dairy and some family fun with our educational games, as well as farm animals with the Whisper Hills Petting Zoo and Pony Ride. And everything is free. So perfect reason to join us as we bring agriculture to the downtown and let's kick off June Dairy Month the right way.
Okay, so what kind of food goodies can you enjoy there again?
So we have, obviously we have milk. We make grilled cheese sandwiches. Gillies has their custard there. We have cheese samples, as well as buttered Ferris popcorn.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good.
Come hungry. Definitely come hungry. Come hungry, leave full.
Right. There you go. Okay. And then you got a big event coming up at the end of June, right?
Right. So we close out the month on the 4th Sunday every year, and we host Breakfast on the Farm. So the Fond du Lac County Breakfast on the Farm this year is June 28th. We are at Tower View Acres in Mount Calvary, so just east of Fond du Lac off of Highway 23 on Tower Road. And we are serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to noon. And again, we are offering that large country-style breakfast, including eggs with ham and cheese, pork sausage, pancakes, applesauce, coffee and milk, all served up in the Lakeview Electric Contractors food tent. We, again, will have delicious local cheese samples at the farm. And then we have our Alliant Energy Foundation Farm Education Zone. Again, the petting zoo. We have educational games, family fun. This year, our farm has some very modern farm technology. So they have an automatic feeding system as well as three robotic milkers. So a neat thing if people are not familiar with that technology. And then this year we have our $2 Culver's Custard Cups. And this one, you do need a ticket to have breakfast. So ages 13 and up is $10. Ages 6 to 12 is $8, and children 5 and under are free. So we're excited to, this time we have the public come out to the farm. So exactly opposite of what we do for June Dairy Day. This time you come to the farm to see what a working Wisconsin farm looks like. And every year the farm family tells their story, right, and how it all fits in to the dairy industry that has a huge impact on Wisconsin's economy. So every year you could say, well, I went last year, but realistically every year is a different experience because it takes all of the different kinds of farms to create the strong industry that we have in Wisconsin.
Is there going to be a shuttle service to the farm?
Yeah. So actually this year, based on the layout of the farm, we are only allowing ATV and UTV parking and handicap parking on the farm. Everybody else, we are asking to park at the Fond du Lac High School parking lot, which is at 801 Campus Drive right there in Fond du Lac. And we are providing a free parking and shuttle service the entire time. And currently we have 12 buses scheduled to run continuously. So you should have no problem parking, hopping on the bus, and getting out to the farm. And that bus is going to drop you right off really near the food line. So it's going to be a win-win if you take the shuttle.
That's good. The people will be hungry, and I mean, they can take the tour after they've had breakfast, right? So anyway.
Correct, yes. And it's really cool. The farm is opening up the barn. The tours are going to walk. You're going to walk right through the barn. You'll see the automatic feeding system work at work, as well as be able to watch the robotic milkers. So it's really going to be a neat farm experience. If people are interested in tickets, they are available at the Envision Greater Fond du Lac office at 23 South Main Street in Fond du Lac. We also have them available on the Envision Greater Fond du Lac website, which is envisiongreaterfdl.com under the events tab, as well as Fox Valley Savings Bank in Fond du Lac, both Horicon Bank Fond du Lac locations, and all of the Fond du Lac County National Exchange Bank and Trust locations. So there are 11 locations throughout the county at National Exchange Bank that have tickets for sale as well.
And the hours are what, 8 a.m. to noon?
So buses will start running, I think, at 7:15, 7:30. So get there, hop on the bus. Breakfast starts being served at 8 o'clock. We'll serve until noon, and then you will still have the buses will continuously run until I think it's either 1 o'clock or 1:15. We're not going to let anybody get stuck at the farm.
Okay. Is there any advantage to buying the tickets in advance?
Just that you will not have to purchase them when you get to the farm, but there's no difference of cost. So you can choose to buy them ahead of time. You can choose to buy them online, or you can buy them when you get to the farm.
Okay. Amy, anything else that you wanted to talk about in regards to Ag and June Dairy Days?
Well, I sure hope that everybody decides to partake in a lot of dairy during the month of June, and just to remember that the hard work that goes into producing high-quality food here in Fond du Lac County as well as the state. We are so fortunate to have the great natural resources as well as farmers who truly care for their animals to give us the quality products that we have. We truly are spoiled, and I don't know that we always remember that.
We've been talking with Amy Reese, the Director of Agricultural Programs for Envision Greater Fond du Lac.